بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان، ثقيلتان في الميزان، حبيبتان إلى الرحمن، سبحان الله بحمده، سبحان الله العظيم. Yesterday we just started this chapter on the virtues, the importance and the benefits of making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Now in the hadith, specific zikrs are referred to which a person should make, and they are of great benefit, as we will see. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, which is also the last and final hadith of Bukhari Sharif, that kalimatan, they are two words, two formulas, khafifatan ala lisan, very light on the tongue. That is, to pronounce them is nothing difficult. They are not jaw breakers. They are not difficult to say. And when they are so easy, then a person might think that the reward might be also very little, that it is so easy to say it. But that doubt has been removed. Thaqilatan fil mizan. They are extremely heavy in the scales on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, their rewards are very great. That they are so easy to say, a person might think the rewards are also very little. No, the rewards are extremely great. Habibatan ila Rahman. And then that they are also very loved by Allah Ta'ala. So immediately also a person becomes the beloved. When he has pleased Allah, Allah pleases him also. So these are two great words, formulas, in order to get the pleasure of Allah right now also, and to fill our pains of the scale, the pains of our scales with good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. The first one is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And the meaning of that is that Allah is pure of all faults. And not only that, but all praises belong to Allah Ta'ala as well. And the second word, Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah is repeated both places. That is, the correct belief that all wrong beliefs of Allah must be removed. Many people who have got, who limit Allah in His powers, that for example, how could Mi'raj take place physically, bodily, in a few minutes time really? So they don't understand the Qudrat of Allah. So Subhanallah, a person removes that doubt that Allah's Qudrat is above everything. The knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, many people doubt the knowledge of Allah, that how can Allah have so vast and so complete knowledge? So Subhanallah, Allah is pure of any limitations. Allah's knowledge, Allah's Qudrat, every quality of Allah is unlimited. And Allah is Al-Azim, the very great, the very big. These are three things, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar, which Allah loves very, very greatly. So we should try and read these words regularly and often. Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah Al-Azim. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لان اقول that I would prefer to say subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. That is the words of the third kalima. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I would prefer that ahabba ilayya mimma tala'at alayhi shams, compared to all the things on which the sun rises and the rays of the sun shines on. That is all the gold and the silver. And this really translates into the gold and silver. All the treasures of this world also have got no value in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they become valuable when they are spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now when you have converted them into the rewards of Akhirat, they become valuable. But more valuable than that is to say the words of the third kalima, to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Again, the same three word Subhanallah, that Allah is pure of any and all, not only faults, weaknesses, limitations, everything. Allah is far beyond our comprehension. Walhamdulillah, whatever praise there is, it belongs solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. Even if anyone, anything else is praised, behind it actually is the praise of Allah. Because nobody has got anything of his own accord. It is gifted by Allah. So the praise actually belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Wa la ilaha illallah. And this is the tawheed, the most valuable part of our deen, to realize and understand that there is no power, no deity, no one, nothing can do anything but Allah Ta'ala. Wallahu Akbar, and Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. And to read this tasbih, even without the meaning, is valuable. But if a person reads it and understands the meaning, and by that Allah will open the meaning more upon him. And with how much of the meaning a person recites, so much he will become valuable in the eyes of Allah. The reality of deen, of Allah, the marifat of Allah will open on these simple, we call it simple kalimas, but they are the most valuable things. But we just take it for granted that small children also read these kalimas. And what that we don't pay any much attach any value to it, but they are extremely most valuable. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala la ilaha illallah, a person who reads these words, the words of the fourth kalima, that la ilaha illallah, there is no deity, no power, really nobody else that I love but Allah Ta'ala, wahdahu, he is one and alone, there is nobody and nothing like him, there is no second to Allah Ta'ala, la sharika lah, he has got no partner whatsoever. Lahul mulk, all sovereignty belongs to him. Not only that he's the mayor of a town, president of a country, not only the world, throughout whatever there is in the creation, Allah alone owns it and it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Lahul mulk, all sovereignty belongs to him. Walahul hamd, and consequently it is clearly understood all praise also is only and solely for Allah Ta'ala. Wahuwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and Allah Ta'ala has got power over everything. Yeah, another great aqidah and belief is explained. Allah is the creator of everything, good and bad also. But it is disrespectful to say Allah is the creator of bad. So Allah Ta'ala wrapped it up in the words وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that it's not directly said, but whatever happens in the world happens only by the will and the command of Allah Ta'ala. A person who says this فِي يَوْمٍ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ, in a day, who says it 100 times, كَانَتْ لَهُ عِدْلُ أَشْرِ رِقَابٍ, he gets the reward of setting 10 slaves free. To set a slave free, they are great, great rewards. If a person sets one slave free in return of that, for every part of the body which that person set free, Allah will set free every part of his body on the day of Qiyamah. So yeah, not only 10 slaves. Today we don't have the opportunity of setting slaves free. But by reading this kalima 100 times, we will get the reward of setting 100 slaves free. وَكُتِبَتْ لَهُ مِئَةَ حَسَنَةً, and 100 rewards are written for that person. وَمُحِيَتْ عَنْهُ مِئَةُ سَيِّئَةٍ, and 100 sins are removed from that person's record of deeds. They are forgiven. وَكَانَتْ لَهُ حِرْزًا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَوْمَهُ ذَلِكَ, and on that day he has got complete protection from shaitan. Shaitan won't interfere with him, won't harm him. Hatta yumsiya, until it is night time, night falls, that is till Maghrib. Walam yati ahadun bi afdali mimma jaa bihi, and nobody else will have more greater returns and sawabs, earnings than that person, illa rajulun amila akthara minhu, but a person who does more amal than him, then recites this kalima more than what he had recited. وقال, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قال سبحان الله وبحمده في يوم مئة مرة, A person who says just these words, Subhanallah bihamdihi, 100 times in the day, Huttat khatayahu, all his sins are forgiven, Wa in kanat mithla zabadil bahar, even if they are equal to the forms of all the seas, all those sins will be forgiven just by saying Subhanallah bihamdihi 100 times, which wouldn't take a person more than a minute and a half or so. So these are great wazifas and great zikr formulas that we have been given. And especially in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, we are encouraged very greatly to read the third kalima, the fourth kalima. We should try now to get into the habit, read every day. And then during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, read them even much more. The rewards are extremely great, and Allah has made it very easy for us to earn the great everlasting returns of the Akhirat. وآخر دعوانا